It's so wonderful to see Singapore lift its outdoor mask mandate. However, since last month when the mandate is removed, we still see most people on the streets don their masks. It is perhaps a strange sight where people are not enjoying the newfound freedom they have. In fact, during the first few months of the pandemic, many in fact have longed for the liberty of removing their face covers, which restrict breathing and cause perspiration in humid Singapore. Yet why are people not doing so now when restriction has been removed? Now, it might be easy to assume that people are still wary about the spread of the virus, but I suspect the reason could be a psychological one. And my assumption is we've gotten too comfortable hiding ourselves behind a mask, and it feels uneasy and naked to be showing our face. Now, we must know that every world event shapes human beings. With the emergence of the internet and social media, people gradually got used to hiding behind a screen. We've bred netizens and keyboard warriors, people who feel comfortable behind the screen. Now, with 2.5 years into the pandemic, what have we bred? We've bred people who only feel comfortable behind a mask. And we felt insecure, letting people read us through our facial expressions. It is the case for adults, it is more so for young people. Some sort of an instinctive expressiveness has been taken away from us through prolonged mask wearing. And I saw it really affects the way we communicate as normal human beings now. In fact, there was an article that speaks about how masks impair the way we read emotions. It limits the ability of people of all ages to infer emotions expressed by facial expressions, so much so that it restricts us from feeling and learning from each other. We don't really learn what is the right way to express our emotions anymore, whether it is happiness or excitement or anger or frustration. So eventually it cripples our ability to express. I mean, can a frown bring out enough of our frustration? Can rolling our eyes mean anything? Does it mean we are belittling someone or we are just angry with someone? Or can squinting our eyes express enough of our joy? Or are we just expressing gratitude instead? You see, it restricts the full expressiveness of a human being. And when we are restricted that way, our hearts got accustomed to it. We no longer see the value of expressing ourselves clearly and naturally anymore. We take shortcuts in expressing ourselves, and we got used to hiding more of ourselves, which inevitably makes us more self-absorbed. Now, my brethren, having more tendency to self-absorb is definitely not good for our mental health. No one hides themselves and become healthier emotionally and mentally. We are created to express ourselves freely and entirely with the facial image that God has given us. Why? Because that is how we are created, my brethren. We are never created to hide our face behind a facial covering. We could do so if we are working in an operating theater. We could do so if we are in a disease-stricken region. But we are not to do so for a prolonged period. It affects our self-esteem. It affects our communication with people, and it is more so for young people nowadays whose social life is already taking a hit due to too much social media involvement. By wearing a mask wherever they are and wherever they go, they are only creating more social hurdles for themselves, and it is definitely not healthy for young minds and hearts. There is an article in the New York Times that talks about how for some teens, as masks come off, anxiety sets in. And it could be for many reasons, whether it's virus worries, or social pressure, or shyness, or acne. Some kids are just reluctant to ditch the mask. You see, there is a younger generation being shaped negatively by prolonged mask wearing. It has become their way of life, their way of expression, which is harming themselves more than protecting. So my brethren, my point is, with the relax in mask-wearing measures, there must be a deliberate effort to start removing our masks as much as possible. My brethren, the image bearer of God has to start showing his image. Remove your mask if you are allowed to. Remove it when you are outdoors. Remove it whenever you could, whenever you are with your friends. Now, for those who are still donning their masks for fear of the virus, we must be scientific. Studies have shown that being outdoors generally reduces your risk of infection with the coronavirus. One review of studies concluded that the odds of outdoor transmission is 19 times lower than indoor transmission. Outdoors transmission, though possible, it is very unlikely. Personally, I have an experience where one of my teenage child was infected a few months ago when the Omicron virus was sweeping through everywhere. I kept him in the room, opened all the windows, we opened his doors throughout his infection. My wife and I cleared his room every morning, sent food to him, and neither of us nor anyone in my family were infected. My sense is the virus is not extremely contagious when we are in open air, and that is backed up by research. So don't get skeptical when you are outdoors. Since last month, my daughter removed her mask every day when she took a 20-minute walk to school. Nothing happened to her too. And I can tell you she felt more surreal and freer when she does so. She became less afraid to look at people in the eye or to observe them, something which we have refrained from doing so for the last 2 years. So my brethren, my advice is only wear a mask when you are unwell. Don't wear it to feel comfortable and secure. The moment you realize you are doing it, something must ring in your mind to tell you that by doing so, it is not safe for you mentally and emotionally.